Hey, I've got another episode of the Project Natty Goat podcast here for you. But right before we get into that, if I could ask for your help, please. A lot of people are sharing the podcast to their stories on Instagram and all that sort of stuff, and I really appreciate it. Like, it really does mean a lot that people are kind of responding well to this, and just thank you for that. So if you can keep that up, I will dance at your weddings. Or I'll write you into me will. Not that I've got fucking anything to give you, like. But if I could also ask you as well, just to leave a 5-star review on, like, wherever you get your podcasts. Like, look, I know fuck all about this stuff. I'm just copying what the other podcasters say. I do need to actually learn how to do this shit properly. But for now, let's just go with that. Keep sharing. Give us a 5-star review if you think it's a 5-star podcast. If you think it's a 1-star podcast, still give us a 5-star review. Fuck it. We're all friends here. Right. So, thank you for your support and enjoy the episode. Players, how's it going? This is an episode of the Project Natty Goat podcast, and I'm a fucking tit and decided that I would get myself settled right as I was starting to record the episode rather than getting settled and then starting to record the episode. Oh, fucking helmet. But what I want to talk about today is the half marathon that I did on Monday. So basically, it's like, ultimately, I failed in what I set out to do. And what I set out to do was to run a half marathon, 13.1 miles, 21.1 kilometers, without stopping. And fuck me. I got about as close as you could ever get. I got to 800 meters away. And then just everything cramped. My calves, my shins, my hamstrings, my quads, my glutes, lower back, upper back, traps, kidneys, my abs, literally everything at the same time. Fucking just all just trying to constrict me and pull me down. So I just, like, my vision was a little bit blurry. I don't know if you listened to this episode, but if you didn't, give it a listen, because it's fucking cool. But one of my mates, Alex, whose birthday it was yesterday, in fact, Alex Heaton, had him on the podcast a week or two ago, and he told me about the time when he had a stroke on stage, and it was like, I was thinking, fuck me, is this it? Is this a stroke? Because honestly, I swear to God, like, some of the things he described, like the tunnel vision aspect, and I had pain down the one side. It was the right side. So, like, I didn't think it was that bad. But then, like, I lay down for 5 or 10 minutes. And, like, just once I lay down and stopped moving, like, I was dry heaving a little bit. Thought I was going to throw up. But, like, once I got, like, oxygen in and I was fucking lying down doing nothing and, like, I started recovering from it, I wasn't that bad. I was just fucked. Like, so after 5-10 minutes sitting down, I got up and I walked the final 800 metres, and that was shit that I had to walk that final 800 metres. But, like, even then, like, it 800 metres, so 2 laps of a 400 metre track, I had to stop 2 or 3 times and fucking sit on the curb and put my hands on my knees and put my fucking head down. I was that fucked. But, so what I want to talk about with this today is, like, so ultimately, like I said, I failed in my goal of doing a half marathon without stopping. And, you know, I got as close as I could. But, like, because I'm not outcome, I'm not driven by the outcome of things anymore. I used to be in my younger years, especially when I started powerlifting, like, I just wanted to win stuff. I didn't care about the process of the whole thing. Now I've gotten a bit older, like, the things that are actually really important to me are the relationships that I've made along the way and, like, my ability to stay disciplined and, like, so it's, like, I don't give a fuck about the 331-kilo squat. I care that I was able to fucking squat heavy 4 or 5 days a week to achieve that. Like, that's how I look at things now, and it's just, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, when I go back to powerlifting, if I'm in a position where I can win a world title, like, somebody asked me this a while back and said, like, what do you want, like, what numbers have you got in mind for when you get back to the platform? And just my response is just always the same now. Enough to fucking win. Could not give a fuck anymore. If I win a world title, don't get any more world records, I couldn't give a fuck. Like, why would I? You know? It's like, going in there without the pressure of hitting certain numbers and, like, it just makes everything easier. Because then, like, if you get hung up on one specific number, you give that number a lot of power. I did it before, like, I will actually get into my points in a minute as well, by the way. I was fucking veering off all the time. But when I was younger, in my equip days, it was like, within my first year or 18 months of training at Gateshead with my coach, Mick Hunnam. Jesus Christ, he's like Marmite. I love him a bit, but he's not a well-liked man in powerlifting. He knows it, he couldn't give a fuck. But yeah, like, I remember, like, 250, a 250 squat, equipped, mind you, as well. A 250 squat was, like, massive to me when I was, like, I would have been 18, 19, something like that. Like, that was fucking huge. It's all I wanted. It was the only number that I wanted at that point in time. Like, because I think I started off, I can't even remember. I think as soon as I put equipment on, I think I was squatting like 220 or something like that after my first comp, which I did raw. And then I just wanted 250 because it's a fucking nice number, isn't it? And then I remember I failed 250 so many times because I just gave that number, that one specific number, so much fucking power. Like, I would absolutely nail 247.5. Like, look like I could do fucking 3 or 4 reps with it. And then I would always fucking drop my ass on a 250 squat every time. And then just Mick knew that I was fucking, that I had it in it. It was just, I was just talking myself out of it. So this one day, he just loaded me bar up for us. And, like, didn't tell us what was on the bar. I couldn't be arsed working out. He just said, look, you just go in the fucking back. Just focus on the lift itself. I'll put the weight on the bar. Whatever I think you can do, we'll go for it. And I trusted him. And he told me it was 240. So I came out, fucking absolutely nailed it. And then when I re-wrapped it, he just goes, right, you've just done 250. And that was basically just like him saying, stop being such a fucking prick and putting so much emphasis on this one number. Because at the end of the day, if you get where you want to go, you're going to be squatting way more than this anyway. And it's just like, don't put the power on the outcome. Put the power on what you need to do to get there. So if you want to squat a new PB, you have to remember, like, talk about a competition here, by the way, as well. If you want to squat a new PB, chances are it's going to come on a third attempt. So you have to get the first two ones in anyway. So if you fail your second attempt and then go heavier just to try and get a PB, you're a fucking mug. And, like, it's one of those things where, and then if you're focusing on passing your first two lifts to be in a position to get your third lift, that is very process driven. And then what does that require from you to achieve that? It requires consistency in the gym. It requires you to do your squats, do your benches, do your deadlifts on a fairly regular basis, so you're always practicing that skill. And you don't want to be missing lifts in the gym because you don't want to get into the habit of missing lifts, because then when you get the platform, like, the more lifts you miss in the gym in training, the more chance you've got of missing lifts on the platform. And, you know, big lifts don't win competitions. Big totals do. And you build a big total by not failing lifts. Right, now we'll get into it. So, it's basically what I want to talk about here is, it's like, if you delve deep enough into a situation, there's always going to be a win that you can take from it. And that's what, so basically it's like, yeah, I could be fucking disappointed that I ran for 2 hours and 26 minutes, did 20.34 kilometers, and then my fucking body shut down on us. I could be upset about that, or I could be happy in the fact that the only thing that stopped me from fucking running was the fact that I cramped in every conceivable place that you could possibly think of. Like, it was grim. Like, fucking horrible. My traps were fucking trying to pull me down towards the floor. My legs just wouldn't fucking move. Like, I was cramping from 16, 17 kilometers in. And, so, like, I managed to run 3 or 4 kilometers. And there's a kilo there. 3 or 4 kilometers, like, fighting cramp. And it was just, like, at that point, it was just periodic. It was, like, I'd get twinges in my calves, my shins on the one side, then the chip to the other side. But then, as I got closer to that point where I failed, like, more muscles were coming into play, and then, like, it was just like everything just went at that one point in time. And it was like, at first I was scared, we didn't know what happened, and like, obviously speaking to me mate, and he described the feeling of the stroke, it was like, fuck me, like, it felt really similar, but obviously, like, I was really pushing myself hard. But, like, the things that I'm actually, like, focusing on with regards to the performance that I did was, like, first of all, I did what I said I was going to do. Like, I might have failed in the actual attempt of it, but leading into that last week, my head fucking dropped. Like, I just couldn't be arsed with anything last week. And this is not me making excuses at all. I don't do that one bit. Like, it's just me, like, it's one of those things where if it was an excuse, it would have been because I didn't do the run. It would have been, oh yeah, like, I didn't get any runs in, like, for the last 8 or 9 days. Me diet was fucking terrible. I didn't drink any water over the weekend. I didn't take water out with us. Like, these are all factors that contributed to me fucking not being able to run the 13.1 miles without stopping. But because I went through with it, it was me saying, right, you know what it is? Yeah, I'm not in the best fucking position to go and nail this run like I think I could. But at the end of the day, like, I laid that bed. Like, I made that bed, so I need to fucking lie in it. So it all comes down to this discipline. Like, yeah, I didn't show the discipline to keep it together for that final week, probably the most important week, like, to make sure that you just, like, all the hard work's done in that, by the time you get to that final week, it's just, like, it's just ticking over and making sure that you're in as good a position as possible, like, and you're recovering well and everything. And it would have been easy for me to say, oh, do you know what, like, I haven't approached this last week that all that well, so I'm just not going to do it. That would have been an excuse, but I'm happy with the fact that I said I was going to run a half marathon on my birthday, and despite not having the best fucking lead up into it, I still tried it, and I only got 800 meters away before I failed it. So I'm really fucking happy that I kept my word. And it comes down to just, like, I hate letting people down, but I don't mind letting myself down a lot of the time. And, like, I think it comes to this, like, whole low self-esteem thing. Like, I kind of, for a while there, I was at my happiest when I was fucking low. And that doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever. But it's like, I don't know, if you convince yourself that you don't need to go and do something, it's just like, you just get content with not doing that shit, and it's like, you're not going to get anywhere with that attitude. So, look, yeah, I said it at the time, I was still fucking pissed when I said I was going to run that half marathon, but I put it out in the universe, I told myself I was going to do it. So regardless of how that last week was and how I was feeling at the time, I just fucking went for it, and I was so happy and so proud of myself for actually doing that, because, oh, like, so many people these days just kind of, like, it's a really weird thing, but you're not going to get called out on your bullshit. Like, it's very rare that people call you out on your bullshit, like, that sort of stuff, unless it really offends you. But, like, all they'll do is they'll just fucking bitch about you in a group chat, or they'll just, like, not be arse in the slightest and just not actually hold you accountable on that sort of stuff. So it's really important that you hold yourself accountable on all that stuff. And it's not up to anybody else to hold you accountable, really. Like, unless you're paying for a coach or whatever. Like, nobody has to hold you accountable. But if you can't hold yourself accountable, you've got fucking no chance. Another thing that I'm happy with from the run is I did a lot better than I thought I was going to. Like, the first time I ran 10 miles. So I'm in a group chat with some friends, and we just like kind of, so basically it's like a mentor of mine, Andy Marshall, he put me in a lockdown training group, because right at the start of lockdown, like, I was just coming into a good place, and he's been helping me out. Basically, he's just been like texting me, checking up on me, making sure I'm staying fucking motivated and disciplined and all that sort of stuff, and I couldn't appreciate it fucking more. He's such a top lad, and I'm so happy that I know him, that he's in my life. But like, he put me in this lockdown group, and one of the girls in there, she said, like, she's run a half marathon before, and she said, like, what you need to do is, before you get to that final week, you need to know that you can run the first 10 miles, because if you can do that, you'll probably get through the rest of it. And like, when I did that, it was fucking tough. Like, I lay on the floor for 5-10 minutes at the end of that run as well, and that was about 2 weeks ago-ish, 10 days ago, something like that, or 10 days before the run even. And but again, part of that route was I started off somewhere that I just didn't have a fucking clue where I was, but I knew how to get home from there, and it ended up being a really kind of like a steady incline for a lot of that journey, and that proper fucked us. And like, it's by the coast, so I ran onto the coast, and the difference in terrain was hard. Like, it was really fucking hilly, but like, I did have a feeling that I would have been able to get through that run off the back of, like, the half marathon off the back of that performance. And like that was hard, really hard. And like, this one I ran as steady as I possibly could all the way through. I tried not to go on anything crazy, but honestly, I wanted to give up. Like, my head dropped at the halfway point, because I totally fucked myself up. I didn't set the notifications wrong, so that, like, I always get voice updates every couple of kilometers, and I must have hit something where I wasn't getting those updates, so the only time I got an update was halfway through it. And it's like, those things are nice, because it's like, if you get an update every couple of kilometers, it's like, right, every time you hear that woman's voice, it's like you're a lot closer to where you, like, to the goal. Like, and the further along you get, every time you hear that woman's voice, it's like, right, I've only got to hear this 3 more times, and then I know I've done my goal. 2 more times, 1 more time. But I only got a notification at the halfway point, so like, I was just running. I had no idea how long I'd been running for. I didn't even know if I was going to get an update at the halfway point. And then, got it. You have done 10.55 kilometers. The time is 1 hour and 9 minutes. Ah, just my head fucking dropped. Because I thought, like, I was closer to, like, 15, 16 kilometers at that point. So closer to 10 miles when I got that fucking halfway point update. And, I knew that I had at least another 1 hour and 9 minutes to go, because if I'm running 13 miles, there's absolutely no way I'm getting quicker towards the end of that. So I knew I had at least 1 hour and 9 minutes to go, and it just proper demoralizes, and I wanted to stop very soon after that, but I kept going through that. So just like, mentally, I did so much better than what I thought I was going to, and physically as well. So like, and this just comes back to what I've been saying in the last like few weeks, is just like, just get started. Like, you'll 9 times out of 10, you'll surprise yourself at how much better you do, because you always make things sound worse in your head. But also as well, there's just a lot to be said for doing the things that you said you were going to do and getting into the habit of doing that. Like, because there's way too many people who are afraid to fail. Like, especially with powerlifting and stuff like that, I always speak to first-time competitors who are thinking about getting into it, and they want to be at a certain standard before they go and compete. And it's just go and fucking do it. Just go, get off your ass, go and fucking enter a competition. Not now, obviously, COVID. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just if you just put your focus into a competition rather than being, right, I want to squat this before I go and compete because people will think I'm fucking stupid otherwise. Look, I'm telling you now, no one gives a fuck. Like, nobody gives a fuck. The powerlifting community at the time when you're in a competition is so fucking supportive. The audience get behind everybody. Like, if you ask somebody, like, what was your favourite lift of that day, they might be able to pick up two or three different numbers that somebody did. But they'll always just say, oh yeah, it was such and such's third attempt, that was a class lift. They probably won't even remember what the fucking number was. Nobody cares about the number but you. So just get your stick, and if you just enter a competition, give yourself 3 months. If you train for 3 months with a competition in mind, I guarantee your lifts will be further along than if you just train for 3 months because you were trying to get up to a certain standard before you go and compete. It'll just give you a sense of purpose, it'll give you more focus, each session will matter more, and you'll make better decisions because you know you're doing it for a competition. And just, I don't know, just get over this whole insecurity of not wanting to look weak, because having that insecurity in the first place says more about your weakness than how much you can actually lift on the platform will ever. So just fucking bite the bullet, get entered, and just do something. And the final thing, I've already touched on it, but look, honestly, it's one of those things. If I'm going to do what I want to do in strength sports, and I know I can do it, there's not a doubt in my mind that I can come back, get back to the international stage on powerlifting, win the world title, do well in natural strongman, and get me natural bodybuilding pro card. I know I can do all of those things. I've got a tremendous amount of self-belief. Even when my actions don't match my intentions, like, that self-belief still there. I just fucking sabotage myself a lot of the time. But if I'm gonna do what I want to do in these sports, like, I'm gonna have to fucking dig deep and go to some grim places mentally. And like, it's one of those things, as I said, like, I wanted to give that run up about 12, 13 kilometers in. I was getting cramp 16, 17 kilometers in, and then everything just totally fucking gave up on us 20 kilometers in. And it's like, it took basically my body saying, like, look, you need to fucking stop here or you're going to hurt yourself, for me to actually stop. And, like, I'm not built for running. Like, I weigh about 100 kilos at the minute. I think I'm weighing myself in a few weeks. I weigh about 100 kilos though. Like, I shouldn't be able to run a half marathon off the back of only 5-6 weeks training like that. But, like, I managed to get as close as I possibly could before I fucked up. And, like, so many times I wanted to give up. And, I don't know, like, I just need to, like, I can do that. I can work that hard in the gym any day of the week. But if I do it in an activity that is extra fucking grim, so one, I'm going to remember the final week that I had leading into that run and what the outcome was. So then hopefully the next time I come to get into the last week of doing something, whether it is a competition or just a personal challenge that's important to me, hopefully what I'll start telling myself is, well, actually, what I will start telling myself is, remember that fucking last week where you didn't fucking do a run, not even a 5K. You barely even went for a walk. You did nothing but eat fucking cake and drink fucking beer. And then you tried the run and you fucked it up. And I will tell myself that I fucked it up because I like being hard on myself. Like, I think I need to be hard on myself because if I'm going to do these things, I'm going to have to be my own worst critic. And, like, I can disconnect from the negative self-talk a bit better now as well. And for the most part, I try come up with positive affirmations and everything, but there's a lot to be said for just being fucking harsh on yourself when you are fucking up. And like, if I do something, if I prepare really fucking well, and I didn't, and I hadn't achieved that goal, I wouldn't have been as negative about myself about it. But it was the fact that I just wasted that last week, and one or two runs, even short runs, would have gave me a much better chance of getting that run completed. So, like, it's just my mental strength in the moment. For me, I think, like, there's not many people can work harder than me in the moment at the time. Especially when it comes to having a fucking barbell on your back or dumbbells in your hands or whatever. Like, I can push myself really hard like that. But it's like, I need to work on the discipline of not having to do all that sort of stuff all the time, because I feel like I'm playing catch up. I need to be more consistent in my everyday life, and especially as we get closer to competitions, because the closer something gets, I sometimes just go out of my way to self-sabotage. Like, touched on it on the last podcast episode with Tony Cliff, where I just got fucking mortal 2 or 3 days out of the European Championships, a competition that I blatantly would have fucking won. And I managed to get myself kicked out of the fucking, of the competition before I'd even warmed up. Like, I laugh now because it fucking happened. It's one of those things. It's a stupid story. And it tells you a lot about where my head has been over the years and everything. But like, if I don't have that little fucking, like, if I don't have that little freak out, then honestly, there's not that many people who are going to fucking be able to stop me. I still think I would have won that fucking competition hungover, to be perfectly honest with you. Because I was still hungover 2-3 days after that night. I still think I would have won it. I honestly do. But that's just the fucking competitor in me. But yeah, those are the three things. There's probably more things that I could actually really fucking, like, get into if I really wanted to try and find some more wins. But I'm happy with those. So, like, I worked on my discipline. I said I was going to attempt to run a half marathon without stopping, and I did that. Even though I didn't complete the run, I still did it, regardless of how that final week was. I did a hell of a lot better than I thought I was going to, and I had to push through mentally for, like, meaning what, 12, 13 kilometers in, so let's say 7.5 kilometers, 8 kilometers to the end. Like, I wanted to stop running for, like, pretty much about an hour. But I managed to keep going, and the only thing that stopped me was my body just basically fucking, not even like saying you need to stop, it just made sure that I stopped by making sure that I couldn't fucking bend my knees, and that my pack and my traps were pulling me down towards the floor. So yeah, like, I don't really, I didn't want this episode to be like a fucking brag or not like that, and I hope it hasn't come across like that, but it's like, what I want from this podcast and just from my posts and anything that I put out, my blogs and all that sort of stuff, I don't want you to focus on me. I want you to focus on the things that I've done and how you can adapt them to, like, to give you a better chance of succeeding in whatever it is you want to succeed with your fitness or your mental health or whatever. And it's just like, there's too many people who want to be carbon copies of the people who they look up to and all that sort of stuff. And, like, just because somebody does something a certain way doesn't mean that you have to do it in that exact same way to get success, because everybody's different. But there's always parallels to, like, if you look at successful people, a lot of them are going to have the same habits, or they're going to have different habits that share similar characteristics. So if you look at the characteristics of the things that I try and do when I'm going in a good place, you can adapt that to your life right now. Like, I want the people who listen to what I say and who read what I say and everything, I want them to not feel like they have to ask somebody for help, but just go and fucking wing it. Just go and wing it and go and make some mistakes. Like, so many people get into training now and want to coach immediately. Just fucking wing it for a year or two and make some mistakes. You'll learn so much more. And then when it comes to you having a coach, chances are you'll actually be a better client, you'll be a better athlete, you'll be a better trainer for that coach. Like, I don't want to have to teach you how to train and be coached at the same time. So, like, if you can learn how to train to an alright standard yourself, and you'll do some stupid shit here and there, but, like, it's easier for you to make that mistake and then for me to kind of tell you where you went wrong than for me to just hold your hand throughout the entire process. Like, I don't know, just take some responsibility on yourself. You can't just throw money at a problem and it's going to go away. Like, yeah, you can pay somebody for the accountability and all that sort of stuff, but at the end of the day, you've got to do the fucking work, not me. So, yeah, whenever you read anything, like a post that goes into a lot of detail, don't just fucking go, oh, fuck's sake, this is too long. Don't just do that and fucking don't, like, read it. Actually read it and try and break it down. Like, Eric Helms is great with those kinds of posts. Alberto Nunez is great with those kinds of posts. Greg Knuckles, like, the people who clearly highlight their process, those are the people who you should be following. And those are the people who you should be asking questions. But don't just ask them a question when it's like, oh, what should I do? Like, why don't you go and read a fucking article first and then go, all right, I've read this about this. I was just hoping to get your thoughts on something. Because, like, the last thing I want to do as a coach is just spoon feed people. And I don't think that helps in the grand scheme of things either. Like, if you ask me for advice on something, and if it's a shit question as well, like, oh, any advice on how to get to 6% body fat? Well, you're probably not going to fucking stay there, so why do you want to get there in the first place? But anyway, that's besides the point. But it's like, nah, like, fucking show me that you've actually done some work yourself before you've asked this question. Like, actually fucking put the responsibility on yourself. Then ask for clarification rather than just, like, expecting me to tell you everything. Because, one, I can't be fucking arsed with that. Two, you're not fucking paying us, so I don't actually have to do that. And three, once I tell you that answer, I guarantee you, if you forget it, you'll ask me again. But if you read about it yourself, you've got a much better chance of actually retaining whatever answer I give you. Because you've already done some wider reading yourself. So just, I didn't expect that to go there, but it's one of those things. That's what happens when you're a fucking ranter. Right, I'm going to do a shoot because I'm going for a walk with my mate, and yeah, I've got what I needed to get out of this whole thing there. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I'm going to drop another guest episode at the weekend, and I'm also chatting to Matt and Susie Gary. Really excited about that, to be fair. I fucking love those two. Just so two of the most genuine people on the planet, and just, it's just lush. It's just lush talking. Like, it's one of those things where, like, we network, we don't speak all the time, and we'll see each other every now and again, either at a competition or at a conference or whatever. But it's just like, it's like nothing's ever changed, and I really hope it doesn't sound, like, bad, but for two, like, devout religious people, they are so laid back, and they don't judge anything, and a lot of the religious people who I've come across in my life, I kind of always have this sense of, like, they're judging me, like, they think I'm doing things that are against God, and all that sort of stuff. I just thought of, like, as I said that there, I was just picturing my photo shoot, and I was just thinking, fuck me, I can actually see a lot of people, like, a lot of really religious people keep being raging over that, to be fair, like, but they're just fucking good people, and I'm really looking forward to talking to them, and I want to try and get a few more guests lined up. I'm enjoying the guest episodes. I think I might start thinking of some games to play as well. Especially with them two. I've got two people who I can actually host a game show on me podcast. Oh, you fucker. That might get done. Right. Time to go. Bye, cherubs.